Sometimes you have these famous chazanim, they're very sought after, and how much it goes for to do slichas. $500, how much do these chazanim charge? I'm not sure how much they offer it. $300, $500. So let's say you have a great idea. You're going to do some slichas. I think slichas here is usually 20 minutes before chatzos. You can do slichas here on the first night, get paid for that, and go to the next shul, you get paid again, and then you'll do the early morning one at 6:30 the next morning. Some shuls don't have a midnight slichas, and you'll make three times, you'll get triple the amount. Mutter or usser to lead slichos in this manner? Very straight question, very specific, mutter or usser. Says the Betzel HaChachma, a Betzel stern, we need to read a Shulchan Aruch. So Shulchan Aruch, talking about absolutely nothing you would think relevant to our topic, talking about Yala V'Yavo in benching. Okay? You're with me? Yala V'Yavo, you forget Yala V'Yavo, now you realize you're after HaTov V'Ametiv, you're after the fourth bracha, and you go, oy vey, I forgot Yala V'Yavo. What happens? Says the Shulchan Aruch, no? Okay, but just for Rosh Chodesh, you forget Yala V'Yavo, regular benching Rosh Chodesh, no Shabbos, forget Rosh Chodesh, you don't go back. Says Shulchan Aruch, once you're at HaTov HaMeitiv, if Mohiz Nezkar Ad Shri Yizkal HaTov HaMeitiv, Eino Chozer, and he gives the reason, etc. Fine. Says the Ramah, 1 second, why don't you just say it in the Harachamans? Put a little line for Yala V'Yavo in the middle of the Harachamans. Very good, you missed it at its opportune time, says the Ramah. I've got a great idea. Stick it in the Harachamans. Says the Ramah, you can't, and where do we find that you do that? By? No? Alanisim. So just like you do by Alanisim, do by Yala V'Yavo. Says the Ramah, listen to this line. Maybe there's a difference between Yala V'Yavo and Alanisim. What's the difference between Yala V'Yavo and Alanisim? No. What does Yala V'Yavo have that Alanisim does not have? The name of God. Yeah? Yala V'Yavo, Yesh Boaz Kares Shemros, Be'ein La'omra Levatola, Kein Nerali V'Cheino Hagen. Says Ramah, if you forget Yala V'Yavo, you can't stick it in Harachamons because it has Shem Hashem. What's the problem with saying Shem Hashem? Once you missed it in an opportune time, now you just want to throw in a separate supplication and say God's name extra? See where I'm going with this? Say God's name an extra time because you feel this need to cry out and pray to God again? You can't do it again. Says Ramah, you get one shot. You miss God's name there, you can't say it again. Says the Bir Halacha, 3 lines. Listen to this. The Magen Avraham asks a question on this. Dichi asur lomer tachanunim sheyesh ben askara shemos? Is there anything forbidden about walking around and praising God with his name? Let's say I want to walk in the street and I'm on the train, I have nothing else to do, I don't want to look at the ads, so I close my head and I sit there and I close my eyes and I say, I love you God, thank you Hashem. And I say Hashem's name. Anything wrong with that? I'm saying Ado. Say a phrase of Baruch Hashem, Baruch Ado Hashem. And you say Hashem's name. What's wrong with that? It's a Levatola, Hashem's name Levatola? It's not Levatola. I'm doing it for a purpose, to thank Hashem. Says the Magen Avraham, Gesundheit, do it as much as you want. So therefore say Yahweh V'Yavo in Harachamon and say God's name as much as you want. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Berachah, you can't do that. You know why? Because if you said Yahweh V'Yavo, it's like you said a bracha. And brachas are different than Shem Hashem. Saying a bracha twice, that's a bracha levatola. But it comes out from the Bir Halacha. If you just want to do non-brachas, you want to walk in the street and just say, thank you Hashem, shevach Hashem, and say God's name as much as you want, totally okay. That comes out from the Bir Halacha. Either Ramo said you shouldn't know the Bir Halacha, because that's only because Yala V'Yavo is like a bracha. Brachas are different. Brachas, you can't do a vatala. But Shem Hashem for absolutely a reason of just thanking God in no context, totally okay. Says the Betzel HaChachma, apply it to Slichas. You have Eitan Katz or whatever, pick what you want, Yaakov Green, any of these great Chazonim, yeah, they're doing one Slichas. They say that's Yotze them, because they're the first time they're davening, it's their own Slichos. Now they go to the next Shul, they've already done Slichos, so all they're doing is saying supplications to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Either saying God's name in Slichas, no problem, it's not a bracha, it's a simply just like they're walking around saying, thank you, Hashem, supplications, says the Betzel HaChachma, absolutely no problem for them to repeat Slichos again. So Paskins, the Shevet HaLevi, the Nitei Gavriel, says the same vart, as so on the Isha Yisrael, they quote over the Shevet HaLevi. Everyone seems to be quoting this idea that there's absolutely no problem, as long as it's not in the context of a bracha, no issue. Yeah. So you need a minion. You need a minion.
Right. So it seems like there's more to it than just...
But that only helps me out. He's in a minion, the second minion.
No, right.
He need a Dover Shebekdusha. No problem. You have a Dover Shebekdusha at the second minion. He's doing two Dover Shebekdushas. Nishkeferlich. It's not like he can't do it each one. No, but you're right. They talk about that also. You need a minion. Good. So you need, he's in the minion both times. First minion, second minion. He's saying Shem Hashem. No problem. He says Shem Hashem as many times as he wants because it's all a purpose. Comes along. I saw in this Likut called Nesivas Bahalacha in Volume Chaf Dalad. Check it out. He quotes a one-liner that the Ungva Rebbe, Reb Menashe Klein Zatzal, he said he can't do it again. It's the only one who I saw who says that there's a problem with repeating Shem Hashem. He doesn't give a reason. I'm not sure what the lumdus is. Maybe you would distinguish and say, since you're saying it again, it's like the bracha, and the Ber Halacha said, you know how to say brachas again, right? You couldn't say Yalav Yavol again at the end of benching, or you couldn't say it if you forgot at the beginning. You can't put it at the end, said the Ber Halacha, because it's like a bracha. It's a bracha of Atala. Maybe two times Slichas, it's like a bracha of Atala. That's my own thought. Comes along the Mekadish Yisrael of Har Farnes and says, totally okay for him to do Slichas twice if, here's the key, if the second minion really needs it. Meaning, he's dominating the first minion, the second minion doesn't have a chazan, so he gets up there, he does it, fine. And he brings a proof from that, Chazaras HaShatz. When the guy gets up there and does Chazaras HaShatz, is he being Yotzi anyone? Presumably not. We're all yeshiva educated, we all daven by ourselves. The guy who's doing Chazaras HaShatz, there's really no purpose for it. Why do we do Chazaras HaShatz? All different shmooz. But it's not really being Yotzi anyone. If that's the case, he's saying bracha after bracha after bracha. No, you just daven for Lamed. You'll be Yotzi 15 to 18 bracha vatolos. No. What's the pshat? So you're doing it again. Answer is because you're fine. If it's a supplication for Hashem, it's like some type of nidava or whatever it is, you're fine to do it. Says the Rav Har Farnes, same thing by Slichas. But, he says, here's the big but, if you take money for it, a problem. Why? Because by taking money for it, what are you showing? It's not like I'm doing it for a supplication. To say, Shem Hashem, walking in the train because I want to tell Hashem, I love you, Hashem, and I say God's name, fine. It's not in vain, you know why? Because it's a purpose for a tachanunim, to praise God. If you're doing it to make another 500 bucks, then it's not a purpose, but it's not a good purpose. It's a purpose, maybe it's for Parnasa, but it's not a tachanunim for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so if they need a chazan, maybe you could say it's different. Then if he takes money and they need it. But assuming you just want to do it because you're making money and he's a great chazan. Look, you could get someone else. If Eitan Katz wasn't there, they'd get someone else. The places that own him, he's the best chazan. Whatever, these guys are outstanding, but... You know, but if he wasn't there, they'd get someone else. So he's doing it a second time. Remember, the same night we're talking about. Not if he does it every night. If he does it the same night, for him doing it a second time, says Rav Har Farnes, it's not tachanunim anymore. It's business. So for business, you can't. In your business, I have a good idea as a lawyer. You tell your client, look, let's do the deal. Let's say God's name to seal the deal. You can't do that because it's a purpose. It's for your business deal, but it's not a tachanunim for Hashem. You could do it for a tachanunim, but not for business. That's what Rav Farnes says. Therefore, he says it's a problem. Yeah. Chazan not Shem Hashem. If it's the you're saying to lead Slichos. Interesting. That's a wild question. Presumably not, because he's not really chazan. Then he's a fake. Then he's just doing because he knows how to sing. That's a great question. Presumably not, because then he's not really acting as chazan. Especially for the Yod Gimel Midas, he's going to lead the Yod Gimel Midas. You can't play games with that. Finally, yeah.
What about the third time?
Third time, same issue. If you're doing it for tachanunim, totally fine. If you're doing it for cash, problem. Final issue, says Rav Avadya Yosef, let's say he ties it into Zmiris and Shabbos. When you sing Zmiris and Shabbos, what do you say? You say a God's name in the Zmiris or not? Some of them say Shem Hashem in them. Do you say a Shem Hashem? That's dependent a little bit on this sugya. If you say that you really shouldn't say Shem Hashem, like maybe like Menashe Klein, the Ungver Rebbe said that you shouldn't do Slichas a couple of times and say Shem Hashem, then in Zmiris, you shouldn't say Shem Hashem. And he quotes from Eliyashiv that when you're singing Zmiris and Shabbos, you shouldn't say Shem Hashem. But Rav Avadya Yosef disagrees strongly on that. He says, what do you mean? The whole nusach of the piyut was to add in Shem Hashem. To not say it kind of destroys the whole language of the piyut. You know, it's like teaching your kid to say a bracha. You should say Hashem's name when you teach him so that he says it the right way. If you read the piyut without Shem Hashem, it destroys it. So Rav Avadya Yosef, he connects it to this sugi about slichas, just like if you do slichas once, you could do it again and say Shem Hashem to praise God. So to in Zmiris and Shabbos, you could say Shem Hashem as well. So upshot is that really, according to most poskim, you can do slichas multiple times, but likely you probably shouldn't take cash the second time. Do the second one pro bono.